Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 80. Are you ready to join the clan? Today, we have Junior Ugunyimi, the inspirational speaker that turns young people into entrepreneurs. He's a multi-award-winning business talent and the author of the revolutionary book, How to Be a Student Entrepreneur. For those of you listening to the audio version of this podcast, please note that this special episode is only one part, but it's also available in a video format on my YouTube channel. Click the link below for the video. Hello, Junior. Welcome to Online Success, Journey Success.
Thank you. Really. Pleasure. Pleasure to be here with you.
Oh, that's nice. Here you are an author and you coach, you're a coach, and you also, and most of all, you like to inspire other people to be successful.
Yes, definitely. Wow.
What made you want to inspire other people?
I was inspired. I think I was really inspired. It's almost like when you have the cure for something and it's worked for you, you can't help but evangelize and rave about it. A lot of the stuff that I knew and I learned through business, through my mentors growing up, I realized a lot of people had the exact same issues and exact same problems. That's what got me into coaching. So I thought, you know, if I can share with them and engage with them and pour into them, then they can also blossom and I get the same fruits. And it's working. So that's what fuels me and encourages me to keep doing this.
What do you think? What do you do? What you do most of it? So what are you not inspiring other people?
So when I'm not on stage, I spend a lot of time speaking. But when I'm not on stage, I'm usually working behind the scenes, one to one with businesses or working on my own projects as well. Pretty much every 4 to 5 months, I'm working on a new startup venture. I like the startup phase because that's when it's the most adventurous. A lot of people hate it, but you know it's the most adventurous. So I love that, and once the project is running well, I put a manager in place to take care of it, and then I move on to the next project.
Wow. Anyway, let's put man aside. Mm-hmm. When did you really know that you were really successful?
So when you know you're really successful, I think for me, success is just obtaining something you desire. So, you know, if you wake up in the morning, you desire to brush your teeth and you do that, you're successful, you know, well done. whatever you desire to do, you're successful. So in that sense, throughout every single second, every single day, we are successful and unsuccessful in many things. Somebody could, you know, go out there and, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo, famous footballer, if he can go out there and score a goal, he's successful. But if his team loses 2-1, he scored a goal, but his team lost. So he's unsuccessful in that sense. So success isn't really a person or a day or anything. It's continuous. So you become successful and unsuccessful. The aim is not to be so hung up on
success.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody's successful in that regard then, just by that definition.
Okay, so you have been in business for so many years, because I gather from you starting at 21.
Yeah.
Do you have a mentor?
Yeah, I have several mentors. I actually have mentors in different areas. And mentorship is very, very important. It's what got me to the level where I am, and it's what's going to get me to the next level. I mentor people. I have a mentor. My mentor has a mentor. So you start to understand the cycle. I have mentors in different areas, not just one mentor. I have a mentor in areas of finance, in areas of my spiritual growth, in areas of relationship. I have mentors in areas of business. I also have mentors. So I'm growing in every area because I'm working with a specialist in each area.
What is the most valuable thing has your mentor told you?
Oh, the most valuable thing, I think...
Let's focus on business.
So on business.
Yes.
The most valuable thing, I think, it was my brother, actually, my older brother. He gave me the best advice. He said, find something you like doing and get someone to pay you for it. So that's a very simple principle for me, and I took that literally. I found something I like doing and I got someone to pay me for it. If it's not necessarily a job, then you can get clients to pay you to do what you love. I love speaking. I love pouring into people. I found entrepreneurs to pay me for that. I love coaching young people, football. I got their parents to pay me for that. Anything that I like, find someone who has that need and get them to pay you for it. That's the best advice that I was given from my mentor.
That's really good. Please pass it on. Okay. Now you've been an entrepreneur for long. Do you think anyone can be an entrepreneur? Or some people are really made for it?
I think everyone can be an entrepreneur because, in fact, I know everybody can be an entrepreneur. Reason being because if it wasn't true, I'd be out of business by now. So everybody can. I think what people mean or what people think about when they say, you know, some people are made like that. It's some people have a natural talent. Some people have a natural passion. Some people have natural enthusiasm. However, it doesn't discount the fact that you can almost learn anything you want. As a human brain so powerful, you can learn anything. Tomorrow I can learn how to be a ballerina. I might not be naturally gifted at it, but I can still learn how to do it to the extent where I'm good. Now, all the natural qualities just makes you better.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily make you that. It just makes you great. Just like, you know, you could be, if you have passion, for example, that's a natural gift. You might have a passion for something. I can learn how to play piano, but if I'm passionate about playing piano, I'm better. I can learn how to play basketball, but if I'm passionate about playing basketball, I'm better. So some people do have some natural qualities. It just makes them better. It doesn't necessarily mean that other people without those natural strengths and advantages cannot also get to that level.
Wow. Okay. Can you tell my clan a little bit on that day when, I know you have many businesses, but on a particular day when everything really started going well for you, when you knew that this is it, I've just made it, this is my path now?
I think it was a day when I won my first business award. I won my first business award, which was, you know, just a small certificate. I didn't even call myself an entrepreneur, but it said Entrepreneur of the Year. So I said, oh, I guess I'm an entrepreneur. I was just a guy that was following my passion. 2 weeks later, I won my second business award. And then the awards just started rolling in and rolling in and rolling in until I was sort of recognized as an entrepreneur of distinction. And yeah, several proud moments. But, you know, all the awards are sort of a byproduct of the hard work that you put in, and all the even the sales and everything is all a byproduct. I was just taking one step at a time and focusing on that. So I guess that could be the defining moment when I thought, you know, hey, I'm doing what I like. I've made it. But you never ever get to a point where, you know, you're done. You made it. Because once you get to one ladder, you move up. And you get to the next stage, you move up, and you just keep setting more goals and more goals. So they'll you know, you're walking, say, I want a bike. You get a bike, I want a car. You get a car, I want a helicopter. So you never ever stop. You just keep progressing, and that's what life is about.
Okay. If you're going to keep a note to yourself in your pocket every day, what will be written on it?
Don't quit. It's just not what we do.
Don't quit.
Yeah. Don't quit. That's what the note will say.
Wow. Okay.
Because you have to remind yourself every single day you're faced with so many obstacles where, you know, it's pressure. It could push you to quitting. But you have to remind yourself, no, don't quit. Yeah.
Even everything is going wrong, even like maybe you don't have enough funds
to quit.
to start your project.
Don't quit.
Don't quit. Keep going.
Keep going.
How long can we really stop? Like, I've been this for a year, been this for 1 year and a half. When do we really call it to say that, you know, this project is not working?
You see, there's... when I say don't quit, there's don't quit, which is a principle, but then it's also learn. So, for example, don't quit. It doesn't mean, you know, you're like the fly or the wasp that's banging its head against the window. That's not what I mean, because that fly's not learning.
Okay.
So when I say, okay, you failed, now go back and learn. So next time you come back again, you're better. For example, I failed my driving test probably about 6 to 7 times. But every single time I failed, I was celebrating. And my driving instructor says, Junior, you're crazy. I just told you failed. But in my mind, I was thinking, I failed. Now he's going to give me feedback. So that feedback's going to make sure that I'm going to pass next time. So I was more excited because I'm thinking, next time I'm almost guaranteed to pass.
Okay.
And that's what happens. I got closer and closer and closer and closer and closer I was to my goal. And that's how we should start to see failure as feedback. So you're going to get loads of obstacles. Mm-hmm. You're going to get loads of things that are going to break you down. It's just feedback. So don't quit. That's what I mean, don't quit, because you're getting closer and closer and closer. Now, for those who just go through the same mistakes and you don't learn, that's just stupid. Okay? It's stupidity. You have to start to learn and go back and you have to tell yourself, why haven't I learned from this? Maybe some people, they don't want to look back on their mistakes because they see mistakes as a negative thing. I see mistakes as a brilliant thing, because you've just now revealed to me where my weakness is. If I can cover that weakness, I'm stronger. It's just a shift in mindset. We all fail. Some people see that failure as a good thing. Some people see that failure as a negative thing, and then they shoot themselves in the foot because there's so many learning opportunities that they've missed out on.
Wow. Oh, we will retain that one. Okay. Let's say that your business was now, all of your businesses, they were all into one. Mm-hmm. You put all them into one, and you only had only $100 left in your business. How would you invest it?
Wow. That's a good question. Do you mind if I feel on this as well? That's a really good question.
Mm-hmm.
Let me, I love this question. Sorry about this.
It's fine. Oh, I can't believe you got a better view. Hey, thank you. I'm learning. Why didn't you do it?
I don't know. It's natural. Right, please fire that question again, because it was an amazing question.
Okay. If we put all your businesses together,
mm-hmm.
and you are only left with $100,
mm-hmm.
how would you invest it?
So put all my businesses together and I'm only left with $100. Mm-hmm. I would invest it, because the most important thing a business needs is clients. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily money. You just need to get in front of your clients. So I would usually only ever invest it in, for example, the smartest way of working is to go to somebody who already has your client base. I don't have £1 million to spend on marketing to build up my market base, but someone's probably already spent £1 million. They've probably already got my market, and they've probably got my target market. I need to go to that person. So I usually have a joint venture or a partnership. I'll work with someone else. Listen, you've got my target market. I've got a product for them. If I can sell my product, I'll give you 25%. Most of the time, they're going to say yes. I didn't even spend £100. I'll go Nando's with £100. So so that's what I'll do, because the most important thing is not money. You don't need money to make money. You need to get in front of you need customers to make money. And as long as you can get in front of your customers, then you're winning. So I'll go to people who've already invested or who already built up that customer base, and I'll give them a very, very attractive proposition so that I win and they win. That's what I would encourage anybody to do. If you're starting off and you want to test your idea, go to someone who's already got your market, because you don't want to spend. I meet so many companies who spend months and months and millions of pounds, and well, not millions, but thousands of pounds on like Facebook advertising. But they don't know whether the product works or not. You need to get in front of your clients first. That's the very first thing. If it works, then go and invest in the marketing and keep that fueling.
Wow. Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
5 years' time, hopefully on a beach somewhere, sipping cocktails. I think I'll still be doing what I'm doing, because I'm already enjoying what I'm doing. I feel like I've retired already.
Mm-hmm.
People are always chasing this sort of a goal that's better goal, but hey, why not create that goal now? So I am where I am right now. I'm very happy right now. Maybe my desires will change. I'm not sure. I'm one for continuing the journey. I've made some commitments in my life, and I would like to see that commitment out over the next 5 years and beyond. I've made commitments to my business. I'd want that business to grow so I don't abandon it. I've made commitments to my family. I'd want that to continue to flourish and things like that. So I'm happy where I am right now. I think I'll just be continuing what I'm doing.
Wow. Do you feel like you succeeded or you're just on the way?
Both. I think success is just obtaining something you desire. So like I said, if you desire to go to bed at 12 o'clock and you do that, then you're successful. So on that small level, I'm successful in many things because I've achieved what I've desired. Especially this year, it's been a fantastic year. pretty much 9 out of my top 10 goals have already been achieved. But then it doesn't stop there, because when I tick off all 10, I set another 10.
Okay.
So it never ends, and it never ends, and that's what growth is about. It's how tall should a tree grow? As tall as it can. If you knew that you could never crash your car, how fast would you drive? You drive as fast. You wouldn't ever limit that, so you'll keep pushing it to the max. And I've got ideas. I want to maximize all my ideas and get it out there. I've got a lot of time. I want to maximize my time. So there's never a point where I'm going to say, hey, that's it. I've done. I've finished. God decides when I finish. My job is just to keep going and push everything that I have.
Wow. Okay. How can people contact you or find more information about you and your services?
I'm always on social media, just at Junior Ogunyemi on Twitter. You can go to my website as well. It's just juniorogunyemi.com. You can engage with the Entrepreneurial Academy that I've set up. And it's just eal2016.co. Through there you'll be able to find out how you can meet other speakers on our network and work with coaches and mentoring and join the entrepreneurial community, where you can hear more motivational content, inspirational content, but also get the hands-on business coaching that you need to also grow your business. And it's all designed to be pretty flexible and affordable for anybody who wants to get out of the position where they're stuck to a position where they're free.
It's been great to have you here, Junior, on Online Success, Jan, to share your story.
Thank you for taking
your time out.
Brilliant.
Okay. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Junior.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com. Filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun, there are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey Clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience, and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.